Sir Snippets is generally responsible by the Saka family and by Yelad Avram Forman for Shlema Adasa Rachel Bas Chana Golda, making our way through the addendum to the Amida Elokai Netzir L'Shoni Meira. We began this paragraph where we're offered the opportunity for individual tefillah with our request, asking Hashem not only to shemor, protect us and guard us, but Netzor, stop us from speaking Lashon Hara, from gossiping, harming others, or speaking deceitfully about them. And then we continue. We're up to the next expression. V'lim kalalai nafshi sidom, v'nafshi ke'afar lakol tiyeh. Let my soul be unresponsive to those who curse me. V'lim kalalai, those who are mekalal, those who curse me, nafshi, let my soul sidom, me be silent. V'nafshi, and let my soul ke'afar lakol tiyeh, let it be like dust to all those, to all in the world. So it's very interesting. We went from first, protect me from abusing speech negatively about others. And then second, please Hashem, protect me from being the victim of the negative speech of others. Or put differently, first help me be careful with my speech and then empower me to be careful with my silence. Let me know when to speak and what to say. Netzor l'shoni meira, let me not speak negatively. And v'lim kalalai nafshi sidom, sidom is silence. Rav Volbe writes, the great Mashkiach, you know, we teach a child to speak, it's so exciting. I know, I remember when my children, now my grandchildren, they first said Abba, Zayda, so exciting. My kids get me on FaceTime, on the phone, they said Zayda, it's so exciting. They said their first word, which I try to make sure is Zayda. They say their first word, it's so exciting. When a child speaks, we celebrate and we applaud and it's so exciting. And Rav Volbe writes, we teach them how to speak, but do we ever applaud when they're silent? Do we teach them how to stop talking? Do we teach them the importance of silence? Silence is as sometimes more important as the Mishnah of us teaches, but how much we learn by staying silent, how much we learn by being quiet. In fact, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, the Menachem Tzion, Rav Menachem Ben Tzion Zaks, grew up in Yerushalayim, the son-in-law of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. He writes that there was a Yid in Yerushalayim who was known as, I forgot the name, Yosef Hashosek, the quiet one, the silent one. And he asked him once, how is it you stay so quiet? How is it that you're able to be a good listener? And he said, I'll tell you the truth. I'm quiet, and it takes a lot of energy. And when I'm tired, I can't help it. I speak. We think it takes the opposite. We think it takes energy to speak, and then when you're tired, you're quiet. It takes a lot of energy to remember to be silent, to be a listener, to not react, to not respond. And that's our tefillah, that's the request we make of Hashem. First, let me not abuse the power of speech. Netzor l'shoni meira. Let me not injure or harm through the wrong speech. And then we pivot. V'lim kalalai nafshi sidom. Let me know when to speak and let me know when to be silent. I don't want to respond or react in anger or in harm. What's very interesting is that we formulate this tefillah with the word nafshi. V'lim kalalai nafshi sidom. V'nafshi ke'afar lakol tiyeh. Why are we talking about our nefesh? When it came to speech, we talked about lishoni, my tongue, and we talked about our lips. And now when it comes to silence, we're talking about our nefesh. So the Ribar Yakar, or other mefarshim say, because we're not only talking about the way we react externally, we're talking about the way we feel internally. Not only let me not lash out, let me not react. You know, sometimes people are smart. They used to say, I think Rabbi Wein, Zichron Levracha, talked about having a drawer full of letters he wrote and never sent, which was a wise move. Today you have a folder of drafts of emails that you wrote, and hopefully we're smart enough to sleep on and realize the next day you shouldn't send. It means that sometimes we're tempted to react, to lash out, to respond, to tell the other person. And we had enough self-regulation, enough discipline to know, leave it in the draft folder. V'nafshi, v'lim kalalai nafshi sidom, nafshi ke'afar, means not only let me not send the email, let me not even write it. Let me not even feel a need to respond. Let me be able to simply let it go. How do we let it go? So the Maharsha writes, very interestingly, the Maharsha writes that second clause, v'nafshi ke'afar lakol tiyeh, can mean one of two things. First of all, it can mean, let me see my soul as dust of the earth, And therefore, lo ashiv lemekalalai, I'm not worthy or it's not necessary to respond. So humble am I, I don't even need to lash out. I don't have to respond. Or let me be keafar, so much so that nobody bothers to curse me. Who comes after someone who curses them only if they think you're prominent? If they think you think you're big stuff. But if you're not, if you're like afar, who bothers? So the Maharsha says, either way, nafshi ka'afar lakol tiyeh, let me be ka'afar. Either I'm not worth cursing out, or ka'afar, I'm so humble and modest, I don't even feel a need to respond. So we'll unpack this expression more in the coming nights, but the main thing is, it's the exact opposite side of the coin of the way we began. Lokai netzor lishoni, at first we talked about, let me not speak negatively, control over speech, and then we continue, sidom, with having control over our silence.